The lifting part, to be real frank, it gives you confidence because it makes you feel like the man that you need to be. You know, it's like instead of sitting here at a desk and feeling out of shape, and when you're sitting there and you're lifting weights, it's like, yeah, this is what I was built to do and built to feel like.
Meet your host, Andy Naylor. Andy is a men's physique transformation expert, competitive physical champion, and a multi-six-figure business owner who has helped thousands of busy, high-achieving men get into the best shape of their lives and reconnect with their inner alpha. On this show, Andy is going to share with you his playbook on feeling healthy again, avoiding the common pitfalls successful men fall into, dropping 20 to 30 pounds of fat, and building a physique you can finally be proud of. And the transformations aren't just physical either. You're going to learn how meeting your personal goals will help support your professional achievements, giving you that true alpha mentality. Let's go.
Grant, morning, sir.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
I am very well, my man. I am very well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Listen, well, look, first of all, thanks for agreeing to sort of want to come on the show. Always lovely to get to speak to people who, you know, certain sort of, you know, sort of degree through the program and have a catch up and find out how things have been going. For the people listening to this, watching this, are going to obviously have no idea who you are, what you do, you know, anything about you at this point. So really, I always think a good way to start is just tell us a bit about you, you know, whereabouts in the world that you live, what is it that you do, maybe also what it was that you were struggling with before maybe joining the program. That would give us some sort of good context.
Yeah. So I live in Leawood, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City, essentially. And so those of you that are American football fans may have heard of the Chiefs the last couple of years. But what I do is I run a plastics distribution company, and that company is called PolySource. And so I've been in the same company for about 22 years, actually. And so the toils and the hard work of trying to grow a business have kind of taken a toll on, I think, physical health over that time frame. And so also I'm a father of four, and I'm very active in that. So three of my kids play a lot of sports. I'll just leave it at that. So every weekend is pretty much booked from morning to night. And then I have a youngest who has special needs. And so a lot of activity to go along with that, including therapies and just some extra stuff that we do to just accommodate that. So life is very busy. And so that's kind of what led me to you and to the program. And so I actually played sports in a small college. And so I have enjoyed being physically fit over the years. But that has very much faded with the roles of business and parenthood and all those things. And so I had some recent health concerns too. And so that kind of prompted me to say, I need to make some changes in my life. And that's really what drove me to the program was, wait a minute, there's some other things that are more valuable here than just trying to work all the time and hustling and bustling. It's like, I need to be healthier so I can be a better person. I need to be healthier so I can be married longer and frankly, be a dad longer. Those are the kinds of things that were kind of coming into perspective. And so that's really what led me to your program was, hey, I'm an executive. I'm very busy. I need to find a way to prioritize this. Maybe this can help.
You've just done such an amazing job of encapsulating, I think, the sentiment of about 80 to 90% of the men I speak to every day, which is running companies, up high in companies. So in other words, pressured roles, you know, authoritative based roles within companies, also family commitments at home, and obviously with the four children, you're sort of nearly being, I don't want to say pulled from pillar to post, because that kind of has a negative connotation, but you're just super busy in every area of your life. And then tell me if you disagree, but normally, and this is maybe how you felt, while growing the business and becoming more successful there and nurturing and growing your beautiful family, I guess you've taken a bit of a backseat in terms of your own health and wellness. A lot of the people I speak to over their 20s or something will still be physically active, maybe through the back of college and stuff like that. Then somewhere through the back end of 20s, they start to settle down. Somewhere early 30s, maybe have kids. And then suddenly 40s arrive and it's like, ha, best start course correcting. Otherwise, things are going to end up in a bad place. So first of all, yeah, great synopsis and congratulations on all the amazing parts as well. I mean, you said running the business. How many years did you say you've been running the company? 25 or something?
Yeah, so I've been in the company for 22. My my business partner and I, he and I bought the company fully in 2019. So just in time for the pandemic to hit.
But, nice.
yeah, it's been a great journey. I feel very fortunate to be able to do it.
Gotcha. It's not easy, is it? I mean, you're running the company and, you know, ultimately the buck always stops with you guys, and there's a lot of pressures and strains and stresses that go on in the background that, you know, people don't see and they're not really supposed to see, because that's just the pressure and the privilege that we take on when we're running a company. It's like, you know, it looks one way. It's quite frankly like getting kicked in the nuts pretty much every day on repeat, essentially, when you're in the company. So without delving into anything overly personal, you don't need to do that, but what would you say had become the signs, symptoms, concerns that were becoming little red flags, maybe, that were waving at you in terms of your health and wellness, that was making you think, right, well, I need to go and do something here? What were the major things that you were concerned about?
Yeah, so I think just like any man in their 40s, you start to have to go to the doctor and get things checked out. And so some of those probably classic signs about like blood pressure or cholesterol, those kinds of things, where I'm like, I don't like that. And I know that there's multiple different ways to handle that for probably a lot of people. But for me, I knew that I wasn't being my best physical self. And so I felt like that taking maybe medication steps were things that I didn't want to just mask the problem, which was really lifestyle, really, and really about the things that we're putting in my body. So that was one of those. And then just two, I felt like my confidence started to get a little bit lower. So you get overwhelmed, you're not healthy, there's a lot of things going on, and you're sort of just doing all the things that you said you were doing in terms of time and kind of chasing life a little bit. And it's like, well, wait a minute, there's certainly, I'm tracking here where if I'm not physically as healthy as I want, then that's going to lead to potentially, maybe I'm not as mentally healthy as I want. And so that's really where, you know, I thought, okay, I know there's something that I can do, because I felt much better in a lot of ways when I was working out, when I was in shape.
There's something that you've touched on there, which is, I speak to a lot of people who still feel that even though they've been maybe sedentary for a great deal of their life, they still think that they're an athlete because they were an athlete at school. And we kind of get mentally stuck back somewhere in our formative years and we're like, oh, you know, I've been an athlete all my life. And the reality is, well, no, that probably stopped mid-20s and now you've been a very successful business owner, but probably sat behind a desk. And I'm not sure if that was you, but there are definitely a lot of people that I speak to. And certainly for men and women, but you know, for men, to be at the front of a company, leading a company, to be mentally sharp, you know, strong-minded, able to make critical decisions and not get decision fatigue over a day, because there's only so many top high-level decisions we can make in a day before we start to burn out. But we want a longer time span to be able to do that across a business day. Well, if we're, I think, as you pointed out there, if you're feeling just not on your A game physically, how can you possibly be on your aim game mentally, right? I just don't think it can be possible. I'm not saying it isn't, but the chances are quite low, aren't they, I think, at the end of the day? And then if there you are, I mean, you're at the front end of a business with responsibilities, I mean, probably quite a few employees. How many employees do you have in the business?
We're actually not a big company, so we're 30 people.
That's still 30 people. Tell me if I'm wrong. That's still 30 people that in some degree at the end of the month, when they get paid, they don't get paid by accident. And there's still a degree of, that's 30 people whose livelihood, families, extended families rely upon you in the business. It sits there as a low level sort of pressure that it's a pressure and a privilege, I think. But that's still 30 people. That's more than is in my company, who, you know, if you've not done a good job, they're at risk. And I think that's an important factor when to take into consideration for anybody maybe listening to this who's running a company. I'm going to generalize here, but if someone's like, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight, maybe struggling to sleep, not managing stress, in other words, the little red flags are starting to sort of come up and start waving, then there's no time like yesterday to start doing something about it. Okay, so we got a good background of what was going on beforehand. Talk to me a little bit about your experiences of now being in the program. And I suppose three specific areas always come to mind, the obvious ones, which would be nutrition, training, and the accountability. Let's look at nutrition first, always a key area. It's an area that people sort of worry about, and it's the area that people believe they have the biggest concern with, understandably. How would you say you found the nutrition aspect of the program, and what aha moments or enlightening sort of moments have we been able to give you to sort of help you with your nutrition?
Yeah, so I think the nutrition part for me was like, just first of all, it's starting with structure, that this is the plan. And so one of the things that I like about what Francesca, my trainer, has given me is, you know, a guide to run my day. And one of the challenges with nutrition is when you travel and when you have meetings and when you go into meals that are pre-prepared for you. The reality is I've never felt like missing some of those nutrition things was a punishment. It's always like, how are we going to get back on track? And how are we going to refocus on moving forward? And then secondly, it's once you get into your routine, then whether you realize it or not, you start to plan for your days and to try to make sure that you can do the things that you need to do. And so I think it's a very subconscious thing that, you know, you want to hit your goal, you want to continue to improve, and you feel the changes of eating healthy. And so when you feel the changes of eating healthy, it's part of that package of improvement. And you're saying, well, I want to make sure that I check that box today. I want to do as much as I can to get on track. And so it's I think, starting with that. And then secondly, the support system that I've had has been a really fun thing, because my kids see me eating differently in the morning. And then they'll see us eating differently at night. And one of the things that I openly communicated is that meal with my family is one of the most important parts of my day. So I asked for some flexibility in that. And what was great is that I would say we as a family have started to eat a little healthier and incorporate some of my diet into the family meal. And I would never tell you that that some of the things that my kids are eating, they would have sat around and we would have eaten as a family, but we just did last night. And so it's really kind of a beautiful thing, you know, because it's not just me. I'm actually helping my kids and my wife, and they're enjoying this as well.
There's a few really important things in there. I think the first one I picked up on was, I think you got a sensation that having structure wasn't like being in a food prison. It actually gave you control back over your day. Understanding that if you did go off track, it ain't the end of the world. It just means, well, because going off track once, and let's say it's a day off plan, right? You know, let alone a meal, but a day off plan. The moment it's a second day off plan, that's the beginning of a new habit. So, and I think what you said there is, okay, look, if someone's gone off plan for a meal too, or an evening or something, a new day is a new day. Straight back onto plan, back to the original habit. And I think that gives people a sense of control, freedom, also not demonizing themselves when they go off plan, because it's not the end of the world. Like, we all eat off plan. I mean, we as a company and as a mythology don't expect people to just eat the same things on the food plan, because life's just not like that. And then I think even the most important thing you said, which is the family environment. One, you like, I mean, all of the men that we work with have got families at home, and we say to, and I say to people when they come into the program, we understand that there's a high chance that evening meal you'll want to spend it with your family, and we want you to too. We don't want you sitting in a different room eating out of Tupperware while you're, it's, that isn't going to work, is it? And I think, so not only have you obviously had a plan that's worked, but then also whether you knew that was going to be something that was going to happen, or whether it's happened as a happy accident, I suppose, which is the kids are now starting to maybe emulate. In other words, our children are looking to us to teach them the things we didn't know, not give them the stuff we didn't have. And so if you're already passing down, here's the right way to eat, not here's how to maybe obsess over things, like it's not that, but here's the right way to eat. And if they're now eating things because they see dad doing it, and dad's obviously super dad and, you know, knows everything. And I think that's an amazing thing, because, well, one, also that keeps you on track, doesn't it? Because if they're copying you and watching you, you now can't really allow yourself to slip, because they will see that. I think that's super important.
Alphas, I interrupt this show with a simple message. This show is here to benefit you and your progression to the best version of yourself. But not only just you, it's also here to benefit the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, other alphas in your vicinity. So why not do a really cool thing today? Something that I would thank you for, and maybe someone else would. Share this podcast with at least one other alpha out there who you know would benefit from it. Why not share the information, share the ability for someone else to grow? I'm sure they would thank you. I 100% would absolutely thank you. This podcast only grows by our listeners, our followers doing amazing things like giving us 5-star reviews, downloading podcasts, subscribing, and then of course sharing it with other people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Share it with one person, and of course drop us a 5-star review, download the podcast, and, you know, of course subscribe. And now back to the show.
Talk to me about training. I imagine you probably had been doing a degree of training, maybe in and out of the gym across your sort of adult life, but what have you learned in terms of the sort of training and exercise aspect of what we've done?
Yeah, I think for me as a professional, training was more centered around running or cardio or being outside. And naturally speaking, when you're in meetings all day, you'd like to be outside and you'd like to get, you know, the health benefits of just some sunshine and some fresh air. I think what's been so surprising about this for me is that I absolutely love lifting weights. And I knew I loved it in college, but I was doing it for a reason. I was doing it because I was playing a sport. Now I'm doing it. And my kids see me doing it. My wife sees me doing it. She started to do it. And so the beauty of it is I love it. And when I miss it, then I you know, if I have to move a day, then it bothers me. And so you find a way to do what you can with what you have. And I think that's been great about my trainer. She understands here's the tools that I have in front of me. She's designed a workout that helps me do it after a pretty minimal investment. Frankly, it's been pretty remarkable to just enjoy it this much. Yeah. And I think too, it's like the lifting part, to be real frank, it gives you confidence because it makes you feel like the man that you need to be. You know, mm-hmm. It's like instead of sitting here at a desk and feeling out of shape and when you're sitting there and you're lifting weights, it's like, yeah, this is what I was built to do and built to feel like.
It's a strange thing, isn't it? And this sounds maybe a little bit monogenistic, I don't know if that's the right word, but men, like, I think to some degree, socially, we still, I believe, have a sense that it is our role to be the protector, the security for our family. I'm not saying that's always the case, but I think if you were to line up 100 men and say, do you feel that this is your role in your family? Like, 90-something percent are going to go, yeah. You know, someone breaks into my house, you know, to rob my house, it's me that's going downstairs to take, like, obviously, it seems obvious when I say that, but then therefore, if we then lined up 100 average men and said, do you feel fit for purpose when it comes to doing that job? I don't know how many on a day-to-day basis would be like, oh yeah, I feel I could go down there. And, you know, I'm not saying we could go down there and, I don't know, it depends what we need to do, but we need to be fit for purpose, I think is the point there. And I mean, I have nothing against doing cardio. I do some degree of cardio every single day, whether that's just 10,000 steps or on a Stairmaster. I do it because having a base level of cardio health is of course important. But then I love lifting weights, just as you described it. Like, I love it. I train pretty damn hard, and I'm sure you do. I like the idea of going in there, progressing numbers, seeing progression. Because I think also, like the many of the business owners that we work with, we're competitive, A-type personalities mostly, but we're also focused on metrics. You know, we track multiple metrics inside our business, and we're trying to lower some, hire others. And then when it comes to our training, if we're logging our training, it's like, well, you know, I've got a logbook that goes back 20 years, basically, with all the numbers. And I can, you know, I can look back and be like, oh, goodness me, you know, 3 years ago, I could only do this. And here I am doing this now. And even though on a day-to-day basis, I'm like, can't really tell much of a difference. If I get one extra rep on a movement per week, at this point, I'm like, that's success. If I look back over years, the graph is obviously going up like this. Is there any particular things in terms of the training, whether that be how we've set the week up, how we've set a day up, form, feedback? Is there anything specific in there that we've sort of given you insight into or changed the way maybe you've done things from the past?
I would say, I think this may be surprising probably to some, but with the changes and with the lifts, we've been able to accomplish it with dumbbells. Like how minimal that you really need. Yes, I've worked out in gyms and I've had memberships to other places, but literally I'm walking down in my basement with some dumbbells and I've got a workout that's been designed for me. And I, with those, can push myself to where, you know, I'm failing. I'm pushing myself to failure. I'm lifting that hard. My heart rate's up. And what's great is that feedback, which I think is so important about this program, is that you really literally can have a conversation about what you're feeling every week and you can adjust, you know, if needed. But I asked for an extra workout and I wanted to work on some specific areas and I got an extra workout from my trainer and that was awesome. You know, she designed it. So I wanted to work on some specific areas, but I would just say specifically getting back in lifting weights and feeling like I have balance and control in my body as well. And it sounds simple, but I just put a rain suit on at my daughter's soccer game. It was pouring and I had to put my rain suit on, had to stand on one leg and put the rain suit on. I promise you, you know, 6 months ago, frankly, I would have lost my balance doing that. But because of specific lifts that I'm doing, I can tell my balance and coordination is just getting better.
Yeah, and there's an interesting small thing that you know, we don't really appreciate that kind of thing until maybe even further down the line, where balance actually becomes something that maybe naturally starts to go. And I know this is a long way down the line for us where we are in our age, but this is something I always think about, is when we get to a certain age, we stop falling over and then we have a fall. There's a big difference between those two things. Oh, I've fallen over is one thing. It's, oh, I've had a fall. We all know, you know, when a grandparent or a parent says that, it's way more serious. And quite often that's a balance thing, a strength, mobility and balance thing. Well, that stuff can be solved now in our 30s and 40s and so on. And then finally, final area, and you've definitely mentioned this sort of through, which is, you know, the support from your trainer, Francesca, who's absolutely amazing at what she does. So obviously there's the accountability side of things, the sort of weekly check-in and probably the sort of, you know, communicating through WhatsApp when you need to. That's a really important area of what we do. What would you say? Would you say that that's helped you particularly, that sort of knowing that you've got that someone there, like on your team? Like, give us a bit of perspective on that.
Yeah, I think what's great is that she's there trying to help me plan for weeks in advance. And so she knows that I've got a couple of weeks that are going to be challenging. I'm going to a convention. And so that's going to be next week. I'm preparing this week. I'm working extra hard this week, you know, and so she knows that I have some goals and she's trying to help me get there. But I would say that dialogue it's a conversation. Every single week, it's a conversation about your wins and, you know, if you've got some losses, what those are, and then making sure that this is, you know, if you think that workouts are on coast or cruise control, this is anything but that. This is a constant check-in that helps you dial in, and it's specific to you. And I think that's what has resonated with me so much about this, is that, hey, I'm talking to the person that's trying to help me be the best version of myself. And so she's giving me advice, and she's changing some things up based on those conversations.
Have you had to have a like tough love conversation where she sort of told you anything straight, or has it been pretty, oh yeah, you have? Because quite often I know people, you know, they say to us, I need someone to hold me accountable. And it's like, okay, we're very able to do that. And then, you know, every now and again, somewhere through, you know, it could be getting someone to hold back. You know, someone will come in, I want to do more. And we're like, stop it. You don't need to do more. You need to listen to me. And sometimes our voice it tries to be the thing that just cuts through all the noise, because there's a lot of noise online, you know, with regards to what people should be doing and shouldn't be doing. So you've definitely had one of those types of conversations where she's kept you in line then, I guess.
There's two things that happen there. Number one, I know specifically one of my daughters had a volleyball tournament. And if you've ever had kids in volleyball, it's hard to plan, because you're in a half of the day or most of the day, and you don't know what those games are going to look like, and they get delayed. And so it's hard to hit these nutrition plans if you're sort of don't have the tools around you. And so the great part about it is I literally told her, okay, I had to go to this. I'm remote. I'm doing my best to eat everything that I can that's even remotely within the zip code of what you're trying to get me to eat, right? And avoid certain things. And so the great thing about it is, she's like, you sent me this, you know, this little picture about excuses, and here we are off to the next week. And I loved it, because she's like, yep, I get it. But this is a new week, and this is what you got to get back on track, and no more excuses. So I love that. It wasn't like, oh, it's okay. It's like, no, we're moving on.
Yeah, like just like recentering. And it's different for all sorts of people. And the thing is, when it comes to that part of the coaching, everybody needs something kind of slightly different. Some people need an arm around their shoulder and a gentle guidance. Some people basically need a kick up the backside on the regular to be like, no, you know. And it's different for different people, and different people react to different styles of coaching, in the same way of different management styles, they react differently. So looking into the future then, so of course you've made some great progress, and I've actually, you know, Francesca sent me some details of how, you know, how well you've done. Where would you say, where are you going from here? Are you still pushing on in terms of getting leaner, fitter, stronger? Like, what would you say are the sort of maybe three top priorities that you're focused on achieving over the next three, you know, six, 12, whatever months?
Yeah, I want to continue to build strength because I enjoy it, and definitely leaner. I guess what my most important part is to be healthy. And so What I feel like is I still have the opportunity to continue to grow in my health. That's the most important thing. And so as I continue to do that, that's my number one goal. And right now I believe that, you know, lifting and eating in this fashion are certainly making me healthier.
Listen, it is and still is a pleasure to have you in the program. And, you know, you're sort of shining light of exactly the, you know, the individual that we love to work with. You're coachable. I think that's actually a really important thing that, you know, coming in, you know, in such a high level position in terms of your own business, to be able to come in and sort of hand your health and wellness over to us, put your trust in us. It allows us to do a much better job because, one, we love that responsibility, but it also gives us all the information we need to make the right choices. Because as I say this to people, but as cliche as it sounds, you know, someone's results is our success at the end of the day. So all we ever want is to get the best results for someone, and you're obviously doing extremely well. So Grant, look, first of all, again, look, thanks for coming on so much. I look forward to this episode going out. I think you're going to give a lot of people a lot of very clear insight into just what we do and how it works, and obviously your sort of perspective on that. So again, thanks so much for sort of, you know, coming on to the show. It's been great to get to talk to you. Maybe I'll talk to you again in the future when, you know, you're another sort of few steps or months down the road, and who knows what other goals you might put in front of yourself. Grant, but for now, I am going to bid you a good day. Go and have an amazing one. Great to talk to you again. I'll be keeping a very close eye on your results. But for now, sir, thanks again. And I'll speak to you again in the future sometime. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope that you feel motivated to start making changes in your life so you can see those results that you've been wanting to achieve. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. If you love the show, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure you tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with Andy, you can find him on Instagram at Andy_Naylor_Pure_Elite_Pro. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Talk to you again soon.